online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
The country has fallen silent today to remember the victims of the Manchester terror attack. In a moment, we'll be having an update on the fast-moving investigation as police continue to question 8 men over what happened at the Ariana Grande gig on Monday night. First, though, Nicola has a special report as people stop to remember the 22 people, many of them children, who were killed.
There was silence. Then there was cheering. Thousands of people, including politicians and community leaders, packed out the city centre to lay flowers and pay tribute to the victims. Crowds also gathered at locations across the UK, including at Canterbury Cathedral.
Our children live in Manchester, so therefore it affects our grandchildren. Still coming to terms with it, really.
You can't understand why people would want to do that.
Horrific, the fact that someone could target young girls. I think it's disgusting.
Tricia grew up in Manchester. She now lives in Herne Bay and says she's heartbroken.
I know it sounds really mad because I've lived here for a long time, for 40 years, but all I wanted to do was go home. I wanted to go home and I wanted to stand in Albert Square with all my other Mancunians. I just felt this real need to go home, and I shouldn't feel different because it's my hometown. We should feel this outrage wherever it was, but somehow it felt like a personal attack on me and my everything we believe in, everything we were brought up to believe. We were brought up that we all live together, and that's what I find so sad.
Ariana Grande's shows in London tomorrow and on Friday have been cancelled, and her management have confirmed she suspended her entire tour up until June the 5th. People with tickets for the gigs at the O2 Arena will be able to get refunds from wherever they bought them. An acoustic version of her hit song One Last Time has reached number one on the iTunes chart.
Nicola Everett with that report. The Queen, meanwhile, has been meeting victims of the attack at the city's Royal Children's Hospital today. 12 people under the age of 16 were taken there, and several of them are still in a critical condition. Her Majesty has been speaking to the doctors and the nurses.
There was no knowledge of how many of them?
No.
Or what age anybody was?
No. So I was called in from home, and as was Kathleen, she came in from home.
You also came in from home, did you?
And we had no idea what was coming through the doors at all.
This afternoon, as you'd imagine, the police investigation is continuing. Terror officers have carried out a number of raids across the city and are holding 8 men in connection with the attack. The terror threat level remains at critical. Theresa May is meeting Donald Trump this afternoon after photos from the bombing appeared in the US media. Ian Hopkins is from Greater Manchester Police and says it's not only upset the victims' families, but had a big impact on the investigation.
It is absolutely understandable the distress and upset that this caused to those families, who are already suffering, as everyone can imagine. A statement was issued last night by National Counter-Terrorism Police Network, and I do not wish to add anything further to that at this stage.
Well, last night, Manchester United dedicated their Europa League victory over Ajax to the victims. Also today, a man who suffered serious head injuries after falling from a boat in a dry dock in Medway has died in hospital. The man, who was in his 70s, was flown to London for treatment after it happened at Gillingham Marina a week ago. Two Shetland ponies have been stolen from a field in Tunbridge Wells. Police have been told they were taken from Brewer Street at some stage earlier this week. There was no sign of any damage to the fence, though, and food and equipment was left behind. And as we look set to have temperatures of 30 degrees in Kent this weekend, the RNLI has issued new safety advice for if you're heading to the beach. 7 people died off the county's coastline last year. Research shows only 3% of people would know what to do if they found themselves in trouble in the water. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.